It's the Tiltcast, episode 236. Too sexy for my cloak. God, too
sexy. And this week, guys, we talked too sexy for Destiny, the Kingsfall raid, and a lot of other hilarity as we test some new equipment. Stay tuned.
Fuck the new equipment.
And we are not live at the Tiltcast. This is not live.
But we're dead at the Tiltcast.
But we are doing
a video
that you will not see that we're going to critique the shit out of, yes, but also doing a podcast that we're going to record for everybody else.
I guess.
Woo. So, anyways, we're on a table.
We're on a table,
and there's actually a camera staring at us that you
and a light.
Is not there.
Apparently, so we are the table dancing.
There's definitely a light. Oh my God, is there a light?
So
Rusty doesn't like the light. Just for those of you who did not tune in last time. Rusty does not like the light.
It's okay if I seem like I'm squinting. It's because the sun is in my eyes.
It's okay, Bella.
So, Asshat. Introduce yourself.
My name is Asshat.
Asshat and?
Babs. Plus 10 pounds on the camera.
Yeah.
Nos and?
Jason.
Hey. So, we are. It's going to be an interesting experience, huh?
Asshat.
You guys just need not to think about the camera.
I don't think about the camera either.
I mean,
what is this camera
that
you
speak
of?
Well, we have a photophobe down there on the end.
Fuck you guys.
I'm not a goddamn fan myself.
I'm actually okay with it.
Asshole. I hate cameras. I hate them.
Justin thinks he's pretty since he lost a bazillion pounds.
Yeah, bazillion.
Yep. I pooped it all up.
It's not even far from
He's birthed many creamy behemoths.
I don't know about creamy. There was no cream involved, bud.
I tell you what, there's several girls at work who want there to be.
We're not going there.
Oh, I just went there.
That's weird.
I totally went there. Taco Tuesday, buddy. Taco Tuesday. Collect them all.
New meeting.
Man,
I have to start working on Tuesday.
They're like,
no, I'm just kidding. I'm way too of a goody-goody for that.
No, it's your day off. I'm just saying.
Oh, so
you
I
see
need...
how that works.
Yes.
So
no, I don't understand.
Dude,
you need
not
to find
spell your cards
you're not
right,
for
and
all
you
that.
Can have taco on your day.
No,
off.
You just
That's
need to have more
saying.
Hot friends. That's all I'm saying.
Oh.
You're the one with the hot female friends, dude. Self-accepting. No, most of your female friends are way cuter than I am. I'm okay with that. Yeah.
So, anyways, jumping into this, we are going to talk about gaming.
What?
Maybe. No.
Occasionally.
We never talk about that.
What? Yeah, it is a video game podcast.
It is?
It is.
Shut the fuck up.
Shut the front door.
Hey. Now.
Or if it's Taco Tuesday, the back
In the future,
door.
It's a video game Twitch cast.
Hey!
Oh,
shit.
Also, we're going to have some surprises for you guys in November. I have some special guests lined up.
Really?
Woo-hoo. Yep.
Where are they going to sit?
Not on the video show. Either that will happen. I realize this room is pretty much square. We're on the longest wall, and it's only four people can sit here.
We might have to move the sex dungeon next door where it's bigger.
No.
It's not bigger.
No, that room is not bigger.
It's not bigger. This is... No. Yeah. This is where it's
this
at.
Is a well, this is basically a child's bedroom. It's just that it's all black and there are hooks hanging all over the walls and it's...
That sentence did not come out correctly.
It came out as intended.
At all.
Yeah, no, he had it right.
Usually I play ice cream music in here when nobody's here.
Oh, jeez.
Just sit in here
He drives a white van that's spray painted with free candy on the side. True story, people.
Usually when I video test, I just lick a lollipop or some ice cream or something like that.
Wow.
Play the music.
Dude.
So many issues.
Yeah.
Not the worst of which, the fact that we're your friends.
Yeah, for sure. So I want to talk about some things.
What do you want to talk about?
So, the last...
God help us.
We actually, you know what's crazy is we've been podcasting more than usual because we haven't been doing as many videos lately. And we're going to kind of transition to doing videos for the show, which means we get to podcast a little bit more, which makes me really excited.
So I just noticed that vaping into the camera is probably not a good thing.
Well, we'll find out, won't we?
Maybe do a salute.
It might add like a dry ice effect. It'll be okay. It's near Halloween.
Oh, okay. All right. Well,
so we're going to do all at the same time?
No, because I don't vape. Fuck, when did I become the goody-goody of the bunch?
I don't know.
I don't know, because you still drink a whole lot more alcohol than
cloud.
I do.
Okay, so. That's fair.
Look at that cloud. Oh, breathe in my breath. Breathe in my breath.
Air from my lungs.
That's not air. From my
lungs. How intimate.
So, nicotine-laced aerosol.
A buddy of mine came down from Alaska.
Mm-hmm.
And we, I haven't seen him in six, I see him every 6 months. He comes down and does this, like, biannual game with me. And we, he came over. I didn't realize he was staying the night, but then ended up having a kind of an adventure. John from Carousel was over, and my friend Peters was over.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
And we decided, he brought me some beer, and then he brought a whole bunch of whiskey that's still in the freezer. And he doesn't drink all the time, so it doesn't take a whole lot to get him very...
Wait, back up.
Wait,
there's whiskey in the freezer?
There is.
Fuck my life. Right? Wait, what kind?
I don't remember. I don't drink whiskey. You know.
Is it domestic, or is it actually scotch?
Come on.
I don't know.
Why am I friends with you? God damn.
No. Oh, yes. Not break. Yeah. Get your ass up. Walk in front of the camera. Go get it.
No, he's not.
I'll do it.
Do it.
Because it's not like we're streaming yet.
Do it.
Fuck it. We're not streaming yet. I'm going.
Moan the camera. Actually, don't moan the camera. Yeah. For reasons known only to ourselves.
Yeah, or as we're rewatching it. Yeah, there's whiskey in the fridge. Or in the freezer. And
whiskey in the jar.
Okay, what the fuck are you freezing whiskey for?
I don't know.
It's not me. My buddy wanted it to stay cool.
No. Blasphemy. God. Mm.
I don't know anything about whiskey.
No. If you want to cool whiskey off, the only way to do it is with whiskey stones. No. What is wrong with you? Blasphemy, my God.
Rocks. No. As in, like, whiskey rocks.
Whiskey stones, but not on the rocks. What's the difference?
Like, I've done a lot of college drinking, but not a lot of proper drinking.
Okay,
here.
So whiskey stones are kind of like ice cubes that are not ice.
Right. They're actual cold stones.
Soapstones, I think, is what they are.
But you do not put whiskey on ice because it completely changes the character of it.
Yep.
Because of the water.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes.
I don't think Rusty can hit this.
What?
What is that?
What?
That's what she said.
Give me that bottle.
Oh, no.
Kentucky Straight, baby.
No, that's domestic.
Ooh, okay, yeah. What is this? This is terrible.
Oh, that's amazing stuff.
That's a really big bottle. But we're not, Peters, we're not drinking all your whiskey.
Yeah, I like single malt scotch that's old enough to drink itself.
No, we're not, but...
Yeah, but you're going to...
I will admit, Peters, I am going to give this...
Ding! Congrats!
I really wish that was... Okay, so we are posting this video, correct?
Yes.
And Jason, I just spilled crap all over my carpet.
That was a party foul.
Well, that wasn't actually my fault.
The sad part is
Jason's actually
sober.
See, this is the reason why
you
don't freeze the whiskey bottle.
Fuck, that's one of the reasons.
Yeah.
Because
maybe you could get a towel.
Because the glue...
Oh, I'm working on that.
Oh, that's what she said.
Get a towel.
Because the glue decided to break.
That's awesome. You're a dumbass. You're a genuine fucking dumbass.
That's going to be amazing on video, and we're not even releasing it.
Why is this so sad? Maybe we'll release that one.
We'll just clip it out.
We'll just put that one, we're going to
make a vine that repeats over and over. Yeah.
Jason breaking or popping the whiskey all over the place.
Popping the whiskey.
Hey, why don't you get down
on
the floor?
Hey, you know
what?
The only thing that spilled, though, was the water in the glass.
Yeah, the only thing that... Yeah.
It wasn't water.
That
was I don't know what the fuck it was, but...
That's water.
No, there's flavor to that, because I can smell it.
That's this.
Red Bull.
You can smell my generic
Aldi's Red Bull that I have none of now.
It's at your feet, sir.
Aldi's Red Bull. Smell my Aldi's Red Bull.
Yeah, whoever froze the whiskey...
With three L's.
...a horrible person.
Now I'm going to need to have some of that.
Well, now I have nothing left to drink
except
whiskey.
Now I'm scared.
I have no chaser.
Oh, no. I will go get you more water.
Oh, come on. That was a
Jason.
Double.
Wow.
Hopefully that wasn't the shot glass that was sitting on my counter, was it?
No.
No.
Is that one I
you
used to clean?
You should have told him it
I
was.
Cigarette parts.
Taste that spit.
No, Rusty, you don't want to do this one.
Sure.
This is harsher than wild turkey.
Oh,
is that harsh?
Just pour me some, Jesus Christ. I don't need a whole fucking thing, but give me a taste.
So we're going to all do a shot?
Fuck you guys and your adult peer pressure.
That's what happens.
I don't like any of you.
So, man, I don't even know how to start my story now.
I don't know. What were you talking about? I heard was something about games and then Crash, and then we started fucking ragging on Jason.
Truth.
Yeah, smells like paint thinner. Smells exactly like paint thinner. Yeah.
Babs, you want any?
That's going to be awesome. Let's go. 3, 2, 1, go.
It is Kentucky Straight.
Oh, drank the whole shot. Okay, now I feel
okay. She knows how to drink whiskey, sir.
So I got to drink the whole thing.
That's
She does know how to drink whiskey.
That is some bottom shelf shit right there.
It really, really is.
Fuck my life.
I'm pretty sure that when I worked in the hospital, we used to use that to clean wounds.
That tastes like what you use to clean wounds after you've cleaned the wound. It's terrible. Ooh.
Awesome, Peters.
It's
woo!
Oh, wait. Your water glass.
Shit.
Yeah, it's real bad.
Hey, Babs, let me just take some of your wine.
Wow.
Oh, dude. If it's bad enough for him to chase it with wine. Is that any better?
No. Yeah, that's palatable.
Really? Oh, shit. Shared wine? She's like, no, I'm fine.
I'm no germaphobe. I don't care.
I've got this. Well, alcohol kills all germs, right?
That's true.
All right.
Then all of the germs in my body are fucking dead. It's like a nuclear holocaust up in there.
Oh, shit.
Jesus. Man, that cleared my sinuses.
Yeah. Okay, and well, my sinuses actually needed clearing.
Dude.
Well, man, he drank that fast, too, last night.
Did he break the glass? Because there's little flakies and chips everywhere.
Oh, he broke something, didn't he?
He totally did. I just told.
You know, I've got to say, I've
what the fuck did you break, dude?
Dude, there's glass shards all over the place over there.
No, that's ice.
Is that ice?
Lies. Are you sure? Yeah. Lies and shenanigans.
There goes the glass shards on the floor for all those people who come in here fucking barefoot, you dumbass.
That's ice and glue.
Ice and glue,
shenanigans.
Huh?
Shenanigans.
Well, so, welcome to the Tiltcast.
Hey, guys.
I know, right?
We're now all awake.
With that, I think you're better drinking the Absolute in your freezer than you are drinking that stuff.
Oh, that's your Absolute in the freezer?
Yeah, it cleans parts really well.
Hey, you know, I could mix the Absolute with my Rockstar, and it'd be an awesome night.
Actually, in all seriousness, I do use vodka to sanitize my ant habitats.
Yeah, vodka's great for, like,
I use it to sanitize my e-cig parts.
It's very good for that.
Yeah.
Like, you can soak the, like, they're called a drip tip. You can soak that in there, and it cleans it out in, like, 2 minutes.
Fuck, that was a bad whiskey burp.
Oh, dude.
Blow it out that way.
Oh, God.
Just wait. More's coming.
But I want you to share my pain.
I'm sorry,
asshole.
I've drank way too much bad whiskey in my time to share any bad pain.
This is why I said single malt scotch that's old enough to drink itself or at least vote.
I agree.
So
I like it.
Are you
like
who's going to provide it, or who's going to pick it? Are you
who's
picking it?
Pick what?
Okay, you know how much that shit costs, right? When it's that old.
Yeah. So we just have to. I'll pitch in like $20.
Probably more.
Probably more.
Oh, wow.
That being said, I will say that my favorite is the McGowan, and that a 10-year McGowan is at least as good as, if not better than, a 12-year any other scotch.
Yeah. Okay.
And
yeah,
that's
true.
To,
though I'm still partial to a 12-year. Glen or Mangy.
No, what is the matter with you?
I like it.
It tastes like plastic.
Ugh. I like it.
Hot.
Damn.
So hot.
Damn.
Just face it that way. I'm going to be putting on a gas mask in a minute and going, are you my mummy?
So,
oh, Jesus.
So it's not a
Rusty?
It's not a normal podcast without an epic fail. There we have it.
Oh, Jesus.
Well, I don't know.
I think Rusty's going to have to be hospitalized. Shit.
I'm such a pig, dude.
Morty, please, just give me some more of that bottle.
I'm going to need somebody to open a door or a window. I have to sit by this motherfucker. I'm just saying.
Just wait until it comes out the other end.
No, dude. In all seriousness, we used to have a mutual employee.
Uh-huh.
I mean, dude, frankly, he was just old. I'm just going to say right now.
He was old. He worked for both of us.
I loved him to death. I really did. He was one of my favorite people who worked there, but fuck, he was just old. And he gave no shits.
Well, literally.
Well, okay.
All the shits.
And he would just sit there and fart. Unapologetically. He would belch into the phone.
Dude, yeah.
Didn't care.
Oh, no. Well, whatever.
He was amazing. Well. Seriously, just if cool is... Okay, if the definition of cool is not giving a shit what other people think, he was the coolest person I've ever met.
Yeah, he really gave zero fucks.
Zero fucks.
To be had.
Yeah, he would just sit there and just fart, all his buddies would just move all the way away.
Oh my God, everybody would move within a 20-foot radius of him.
I gotta say, the worst crop dusting ever happened to me up there happened with another person we mutually worked with that was on House Hunters.
Oh, shit.
Did he wear that ugly sweater?
Oh, fuck that sweater.
His wife made him wear that sweater, I guarantee it.
Oh, I hope so. No, I don't hope so. I hope he picked it.
You look like Big
I really
Bird.
Do.
Oh, what a bird.
Woman, let me finish.
If you look up that meme, I'm sure you can find that episode of House Hunters. But
that makes me wonder.
No, there's memes.
Like sadly, there are memes.
Like what? Internet memes that have nothing to do with work.
From House Hunters?
Yes. Just put, woman, let me finish. House Hunters. Did you find it immediately?
No.
No.
It's
just that Rusty's going to hell.
What did I miss?
You don't want to know.
You really don't.
No. Well, yeah, I do.
Even for this show, you don't want to know.
It's too hot for stream.
Man,
it almost is.
Let me just say that I
searched for something very general.
I searched for general.
Well, you put woman, let me finish, but you didn't put House Hunters. That's
oh man.
Yeah, people found his Twitter and gave him
me now. You texted him. I know you did.
No.
Oh.
I wouldn't do that.
I am going straight to hell.
Yes, you are.
You really are. Even by Catholic standards, you are.
Oh, man.
You're not even getting purgatory, bastard. You and terrible. Your shitty whiskey burps are going to hell.
Sweater.
Shitty sweater.
Shitty sweater. Oh, 12 most annoying things people say on House Hunters. No, that's probably not it.
Oh, are you sure?
I'm waiting for it to... No. I'm really just looking for a picture.
I'm sure if you found him on Twitter and scrolled down about a year.
Okay, fair. That wasn't the right one.
Okay, so... Sweater. I'm beating this dead horse dead. So
he comes over and he gets pretty drunk, and then my John from Carousel decides that
I can't imagine his tolerance is hugely high.
No.
Actually, I've been drunk with him before. It's on.
No, you haven't been drunk with Peters.
Oh, no. I thought we were talking about the other.
No, John's got a fairly low tolerance, too.
Yeah.
But he didn't drink that much. And it's like, you get drunk enough and you want something to eat. I was like, let's go get something to eat. And then, of course, you say Whataburger because it's not that far away from my house. And so we drove up there, and our friend decides that he's going to be like, keep in mind, he's just traveled here recently. Like, the night before, he got into Tulsa from Alaska, from a very small island, and he got here. He still has jet lags. He's 3 hours behind. He's not, like, in total middle of nowhere, but he is. It's called Ketchikan Island. It's kind of way the fuck out there. And anyway, so he flies in, and he's jet-lagged out. It's, like, 11 o'clock or 12 o'clock or something like that. And we get into Whataburger, and this girl spills all this shit all over the floor, and he's like, oh, you know, it's my fault. And he's, like, flirting a little bit. He's like, I'm going to get us some free food. And it's like, don't get us free food.
Please don't.
Don't go get us free food. He thinks he's really, really clever right now because he's really drunk. And... me and John,
don't
like, order and get something really quickly, you know, because
Rusty
we're just...
thinks he's really clever right now.
I'm not really clever, actually.
But he goes up and starts talking to some random drive-thru girl and is trying to flirt his way into some kind of free food.
Hey, girl.
And the crazy thing is he has, like, $2,000 on him, and he's trying to get free food while he's drunk, which is just ridiculous. So he's talking to this girl. He's like, oh, you're so pretty, blah, blah, blah. He's like... you know, I just got here from Alaska, and I just, you know what?
Got a hankering for some.
I forgot my wallet, food. And I just want some free food. And he's like egging this girl on. You can tell she's frightened because he looks like a hobo right now. he reeks of cheap whiskey, and you know he hasn't shaved his head recently, so he's got like he's losing his hair.
Of course.
So he looks really homeless right now. Like he's wearing some like baggy shorts and like some band T-shirt or something like that. Because he came over to my house to be comfortable and drink.
Probably
probably
wearing like a White Snake T-shirt.
No, it wasn't a White Snake T-shirt. It was I think it was something Nine Inch Nails or something. I don't know, but. So he's talking to her, and she kind of runs off, and then the manager comes up and basically just kicks us out of the store.
Of course they do.
So.
Because you didn't use my sly words, man.
What were your sly words? What would your pickup line been?
Hey, baby. I just got a hankering for a double.
Oh, Jesus.
For a double?
Give me that double.
Hey, can I trade seats with you?
With cheese.
How? And bacon. You explained to me how the logistics of that work at this point.
Spatial relations, giggity. Yeah,
you'll have to trade with me afterwards.
I'm invading personal space right now.
A little bit, yeah.
Sorry.
Bit. No, I'm okay. I'm
here. But so, anyways, it was really fun. We've had other adventures though.
Mm. Oh shit!
What's been going on with you guys? Have you guys had anything crazy or weird going?
Actually, yes.
Yeah.
Because we've been gaming more, but.
Go for it.
Oh, I got a text from a very close friend not too long ago. So, a couple of weeks ago, I left this pie over here at the House of Noss, actually. Completely forgot about it. So, a couple of days ago, Justin texts me, and he's just talking about random shit, I don't know, and then all of a sudden, he texts me, "Can I toss your pie?"
Well then,
I was like, can you what? Excuse me?
Is that code for something?
Because we all know her brain immediately goes to the deepest, darkest reaches places. Of the gutter.
That was purely innocent.
Can I toss your pie?
Can I put my dick in it?
I wasn't thinking American pie.
Kind of was, frankly. So I'm sitting here looking at this test, trying.
Gonna go ahead and warm that up. Just warm enough. But not too hot. Don't want to scald the peony.
The peony. The peenos. We didn't want to scald the peenos.
I didn't do it. I didn't say it.
I'd punch you if you didn't bruise earlier or easily.
Earlier?
Holy shit.
Oh. Just wow. Really? So you've touched her before.
That's why they were getting the black eye.
It was employee abuse when I was his assistant.
Yeah,
I never reported it.
Wow.
But the five lines across the side of your face.
Yeah, but, you know, now there's kind of this whole Patty Hearst thing going on because we're friends. So, see dark places.
Yeah.
Totally.
Yeah, I had to explain the pie.
Okay, so he's like, "Can I toss your pie?" And I was like, what the fuck? And so he texts back, "Yeah, it's been in my fridge for almost 2 weeks now." I was like, "Oh, my actual literal pie.
That pie.
You can do whatever you want with that pie. Just don't necessarily tell me about it."
Please don't tell me about the pie.
It was old pie.
I bet it was. Well, how did you know? Did you American pie that pie?
No, I didn't. I just sniffed it.
I knew it.
Sniff the pie. Sniff that pie.
Not going there.
Wow.
Giggity. See, expertly laid landmine and expert dolt stepping on.
It's not dolt stepping. This is all planned.
Planned?
That was not planned.
It was totally planned.
I was never saying, planned. Dude, how hard is it to add "in the garbage" to the end of that sentence?
Maybe I wanted to see my best friend, like, try to figure out what the fuck I was talking about.
Yeah, well, I was actually at work at the time, so I'm sitting here
WTF?
Going,
"WTF?
What?
Question mark?
Fuck. Fuck." I actually think I was at your last former assistant's desk, and, you know, she takes everything. I mean, she's the one who taught me to take everything to a dark place.
Dark places.
I am her Padawan, and she is my Jedi
dark places.
For taking things to a dark place.
She is the queen of dark places.
She really is.
Yeah.
What?
And it's funny whenever she goes there, too, if she's around her husband.
Oh yeah,
he gets that look.
There have been several times where he's gotten that look of,
"What
the fuck are you talking about, woman?
Several times? Yeah. Every time.
No, so like... Several times. We talked about this last show, but... Yes. Me and Babs are playtesting a D&D 5th edition campaign that... or a style of campaign that he's been working on.
Truth.
And we're also working on... He's going to be writing several campaigns that we're... That he's selling, that we're doing, like, every week.
We're going dice shopping.
Yeah, we are going to... I'm going to actually take her and get her first set of real dice.
Justin is unduly excited because he's getting his set of dice, too.
I am. I'm going to get a new pair of dice. I've had the same pair of dice for 15 years.
Those are the best.
I would say you had your pair of dice for longer than that. Those are the
best. Just saying. Well, once you cheat on your dice, man, different. You should not ever cheat on your dice.
Well, I have to because they're not heavy enough. I need some heavier dice.
Why do you need heavier dice?
He's got upgraded.
They roll better?
Roll better.
No, and I always do better with heavy dice.
It doesn't freaking matter, dude.
It does to me because they skip. They don't roll properly when they're not heavy enough.
Do you need a rolled box? Is that what you need?
Do you need a sock?
No, I
just... That's what I'm hearing right now.
Well, I'll tell you what you need to do.
I just need a container to jiggle it in.
You take a small... Wow. You take a small Dremel tool and you put it on the 20 side and drill a small hole and fill it with a little bit of lead.
Oh, so it always lands on the 20?
You're already going to hell, right?
So it always lands on the 20 every single time. It's like, man, I can't stop rolling these crits.
you realize you're already going to hell.
That's why previous DMs I've had have required clear dice.
Yeah, well, you know, I would never have done that ever.
No.
Yeah, my very first DM almost kicked my ass because of it.
Oh, fuck that whiskey. I'm just going to say it again.
Seriously, I tell you.
That stuff is still coming up.
But you know what? I'm relaxed.
Are you? I don't
fucking care there's a camera there. Fuck cameras.
Actually, all it's doing is unpleasant things.
Maybe I just need to start every single podcast with one shot.
So, can I just point out the fact that a 5'1" girl holds her liquor better than you do?
No, you can't. Why? Because this person drinks a lot more wine every day without
every day
fail.
Every day.
Well, I mean, she goes to work with one of those, like, containers.
At this point, like, she'll ask me, she's like, how stocked am I at your house?
Truth, I do.
How stocked am I at your place?
Stocked.
It's like, I'll give you a 20 next time I see you.
Wow. Can you go buy me some of that boxed whiskey?
Boxed whiskey. Does it come with the stones? Like those,
yes,
like,
plastic,
like,
ones.
It's like those plastic ice stones. Cubes that you put in your lunchbox that are blue.
Wow.
It just comes with a couple of those.
Oh, that's nasty, dude.
That's horrifying.
Oh, that's just nasty.
Here's I'll drink cheap stones. Wine, but cheap whiskey is just not okay.
I can't drink wine, period.
I can drink a lot of stuff, honestly.
If you want to see me throw up, I mean, give me a bottle of wine and force me to drink it. No, I don't want your wine.
But she wants to see you throw up.
I hate it.
You just said, I'm, you know, sitting a foot away with wine.
Well, a bottle of wine and me not having to drive. That'd be cool.
God, I could so drink you under the table.
I can take
you say drunk him under the table.
Dude, I can take your keys. I've only had a single shot.
You have never seen me drink.
I have.
Yeah, lies and shenanigans.
We had a lot of fun.
Not even nearly buzzed enough. You keep telling me that I don't drink enough.
You probably don't.
Not when we're drinking.
That's true, because we, for example, Rusty, Noss, and I, we have our birthday celebration.
Very close together.
I mean, we hold it on the same weekend, so we don't have to do three separate ones, because it's like Justin's birthday 2 weeks, Rusty's 2 weeks, mine.
Right. I feel so left out.
I know, right? So, the last couple years, Rusty has tried to...
I went to the last one.
Rusty has said, I'm going to go at this conservatively and draw out the drunkenness. Justin's plastered by the time we get here.
I wasn't plastered last time.
You were close.
No, I wasn't.
You were pretty close.
You were pretty close.
No,
You, you were pretty close. It was two more beers and you were going over the edge of plastered.
Trying to look up for pictures of drunk Rusty right now.
You can't find them.
So
it's because I'm never drunk.
So
what the hell are you watching?
I'm watching the most adorable rat on the internet. I'm just saying.
Rusty is never drunk. He probably can't see that.
He's watching the real life Remy.
Let me see this. Let me see this. That's a pretty good one.
Yeah.
Boy, pass it around.
That's a couple of years ago.
Wow, dude.
I would just like to point out that I have pictures of you sitting on the ground laughing for no fucking readily apparent reason.
True. Yeah.
I'm talking to you, Justin.
Yeah, so video. A fist pump is not necessarily nearly as bad as you rolling on your fucking ass, dude.
Oh, see, these are two separate occasions. I'd like to point that out, too.
This isn't that drunk.
That's pretty drunk.
Dude, look at that duck face, man.
Okay.
That's me and Holly doing duck face.
Wait. Are you drunker or is Holly?
We're probably close.
Maybe me.
He's usually a little bit more than her. Just no, I've got video evidence.
Jesus.
Somewhere in the cobwebs of an old hard drive.
Where?
Of Rusty doing the chicken dance at October.
Oh, yeah! Okay,
we should do a live cast at October.
With the exception of Oktoberfest drunk, you have not gotten me that drunk.
No. Nope. That's
good. This is a challenge. You want to get me drunk? Fine.
That's
not on a school night.
Not when I have curfew.
Yeah, but to be honest, Oktoberfest is the only time where I've been able to get you to drink large amounts of beer in a compressed time frame.
Okay, well, every time I go to Oktoberfest, I normally drink enough so that the spotting comes out of my pores. And I'm not fucking joking. My sweat smells of hops. It's really, really weird.
Remember the old two-quart pitchers?
Again, yeah. Can we trade seats?
Sure.
I'm going to hang all over you now.
Three.
If that was a pickup line, you need to come up with a different one. I'm just saying.
I'm going to hang all over you.
I'm going to hang all over you with my hops sweat.
Can I have a double?
Hops perspiration.
We would drink three to four of those in a around a three-hour period.
Yeah. No, dude, those are good nights. Those were good nights. The saddest part of the night was when we had to get on the freaking drunk bus to get back to our cars so that we could drunk drive home.
No
we don't drink drive.
The saddest
drink
part...
Drive? No, we drink... No.
Drank drive!
See, we would always take the party bus or the free transit so that we could get back to our rides afterwards. Well, the sad part was that the last bus was always like an hour before...
Gates closed.
So, the saddest part of the night was when we had to get on the bus, but we had like a half a pitcher left, and we're standing next to the last trash can in the place before you get to the bus, and you're going...
Chug or pour?
I have to chug it, go until you can't go anymore, and then you have to, like, do the pour of shame.
Aww, it was terrible. Pour of shame.
We haven't had a real drunk night in a while, have we?
No, we haven't.
No, the worst part of all this is being sober than everybody else after drinking the same amount of beer.
Fuck off.
And being almost completely sober by the time we got back to the car so I could drive myself.
Fuck off. Wow. I've witnessed you get to the point where you couldn't stop throwing up. Shut the fuck up.
Hey, that was Everclear. It was bad.
It was bad.
Puke Angels 2.0.
Ooh.
Oh.
Yeah, you guys have... I don't think you guys have ever seen me totally shit-faced.
No, I don't. We've gotten close, you know, but never to the point of, like...
I never have a clear plan on how I'm getting home, and so I always wonder, like, how drunk I can get before, you know, I'm wondering, like, who I'm going to get a ride for, and usually... Like, I owe Holly so much at this point. She has drove my drunk ass all over town and always homes for so many times.
And how many times have you thrown up in her vehicle?
Almost once.
Almost once.
And in fact, the almost once was when we were with them after we went to...
No, it wasn't. That was actually last March.
Was it the...
Last March where I turned into a human sprinkler in my garage.
Jesus.
I have
never actually physically seen you that drunk, but there have been times when you've texted me in all consonants that I've had some concerns.
I always have a ride. I just feel like
drunk texting somebody, so you're, you know.
I'm like, are we talking Russian? I don't know what's going on right now.
Does he at least get out a full sentence in consonants?
No. Because apparently I don't know. It's in all consonants. It's like XQLMCJKKKK.
Awesome. Awesome.
Did it. Worked.
And to him, he's probably saying, I'm so drunk right now.
You know, he's probably annotating Shakespeare in his own mind.
Oh, it always comes out intelligent until I look at it in the morning.
what the fuck did I text? And who is this person?
Well, it's just like that last time that I got really, really drunk, I threw up in the garage, which sucked. And then I threw up in the sink, which sucked. And then I threw up in the kitchen, which sucked. And then I cleaned up the stuff in the kitchen and the sink while I was still drunk, and then threw up in the toilet. And then I fell asleep, like, face down in my bedroom. Well, not on the bed. And then woke up with, like, you know, like, total vomit breath. So, like, I'm waking myself up, just like, oh! You know what I mean?
Oh, I remember that.
Because you're breathing down into the carpet, and it just comes right back up in your face.
Now I remember, because you literally cleaned up your garage, like, as we were driving over here.
Yeah, and you were like, can you still smell the vomit? No, I can't smell the vomit. You used enough bleach.
Yeah, I poured about 3 cups of bleach in the garage.
Fuck.
I was hoping it would bleach the cement a little bit, but I took a shovel, which I accidentally broke. It was like a fireplace shovel because I didn't have anything else to scrape it up with. So I threw down a bunch of paper towels and then let that sop up the mess and then took a bag I was put it in the garage trash can. And then shoveled it in there and then closed it up and then washed my hands furiously like 4 or 5 times and then threw down a shitload of bleach and then soaked all that up. And, of course,
because
that's not dangerous at all.
Having throw up on yourself is only slightly worse than having poo on yourself.
I don't necessarily disagree with him.
I would rather have vomit on myself than poo. Just saying.
I think it's kind of a toss-up.
No, there is no tossing in that.
Oh, there's a lot of tossing in that.
I'd be tossing some shit.
He did.
Poured vomit.
Tossed a bunch of cookies.
Oh, the cookies.
The cookies.
The cookies.
So anyways, back to adventures. We have something else that me and you had talked about that was actually really, really funny. So for our own entertainment, we have a mutual friend of ours that lives... quite a ways away. What, 8.5 hours?
Yes.
So we sit in this perpetual thread all day long.
Oh.
Well, and we have another one who's across country on the other side, too.
Yeah. Somebody in Minnesota and somebody in Alvin, Texas. So, like...
And then 3 of us who are local.
Right. And somebody posted something, and it was an interesting question to ponder. Like, think about this. Jason.
I don't want to think about it.
Probably not.
Come on. Shake my hand.
Okay.
Rusty. Babs, you know better.
I'll just shake both your hands right now, because guess what?
You know where we're going with this, don't you? So think about that for just a second. How many hands have you shook in your entire life?
It's hard to count, actually.
Yeah? How many of those hands have touched penises?
Every single one of them.
Every goddamn one.
Everybody's hands touch dick unless you're a prude. Especially if you're male, because how else are you going to pee? Unless you sit down like an idiot.
I mean, I'm ambidextrous when it comes to this. My left is my preferred, but sometimes I do right when I need something a little different.
You know, a better tactic is to take another nap when you're, you know, when you're waking up and just sleep on your arm, and then that way you got a total stranger.
Oh, I haven't thought about that. Trying that tonight.
I would think something would be lost in the coordination area, though.
Not really. No. Not really. No. It gets a little tingly after a bit, but...
Which one?
Well, you need the friction to get to wake your hand back up.
So, yeah, basically...
Think about all the middle of the night, I'll be like, what the fuck am I doing?
Huh?
So you're speaking from experience?
Why would I lie? Why do I have to be ashamed of this?
I've never...
Even monkeys masturbate.
I don't want to compare
There's
myself
a reason
to a
why
monkey.
The phrase busier than a monkey with 6 dicks is a thing.
Wow.
That can't be a show title, by the way.
Oh.
That's too bad.
Damn.
Busier than a monkey could be. And as you guys can't see, but probably will see next week, we generally write down show titles the entire time.
Oh, yeah.
But anyways, unless you guys have anything else, I wanted to talk a little bit about gaming.
What?
Yeah.
No.
Nobody have anything else before that? I jump into that?
Yeah, with your gaming hands, you touch your dick.
I do.
Dude, my controller's got dick all over it.
Controller dick.
Just remember, if you pick dick up my controller, it's touch my dick and pussy. So
you have a dick and a pussy?
Well, man, technically, the pussy is attached to another body.
Well,
yeah.
So you say.
Well,
I think you just came out as a hermaphrodite.
He has both.
He does.
He has both problems.
Bonuses.
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 Yeah, well, Jason, go fuck yourself. You can do that, right?
Busier than a monkey.
Six dicks.
So, and a pussy.
Damn.
Damn.
That's a busy-ass monkey.
He doesn't even sleep. He just dehydrates the shit out of himself.
He does nothing.
Actually,
sleep.
You got a monkey.
Water.
You got a monkey that busy. That monkey's dead.
Or he just dies with a smile on his face.
No, well, I mean.
Or an O face.
Oh,
monkey O face.
He dies with an O face.
Monkey O.
It's like, what is a monkey O face like?
Fucking light, dude. I'm a. Like, sitting there vaping with my eyes closed, still looking into the sun.
So, I'll talk about the larger game, and then we got so much stuff coming up in the next couple of weeks that it'll be hard to talk about anything other than those games. But Rusty finally got me to play Destiny again.
Yay!
Go, Rusty!
Yay! Dude.
So, last Monday night, we went through
a rough time.
Yeah, we didn't get through it in bad time. I mean, for our first attempt.
No. And considering we had a half group of randoms and two people who've never done the fucking raid before.
So it took us, what, four and a half hours?
Four and a half.
Yeah, about 4.5 hours. But
I think at this point, after knowing I could run it in probably an hour and a half.
We started about 9 o'clock, and it was 2 o'clock.
It was one. It was just after 1 is when we stopped.
No, because I didn't go to bed till 2:30. It was like 2.
That's because you take 45-minute shits, though. I mean,
yeah. And he had to masturbate for one.
Well, of course.
Right.
And to fall asleep on his hand and then wake up. And,
and he has a pussy to take care of.
So. Right, exactly.
He's double duty.
Yeah, so he had to sleep on both hands.
Duty.
So
all I know is I woke up to like 6 texts from Justin going, oh, I'm on this Destiny raid, blah, blah, blah. And it was like, oh, my God.
We beat it.
Yes, yay. We beat it, finally.
Yes.
You've seen it happen.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
Whatever.
That was great.
How many dicks did I just touch?
I don't know. Did you touch my dick? There you go. All right.
There you go. That was there you go. That was like 20 different ones.
That was like 40 altogether right there at the table. I swear to God.
This one's for you, bitch.
Oh, hey, I'm number one.
What?
That was 41.
Oh.
Were you touched as
I'm
never
washing this
before?
I'm washing this hand every friggin' minute of the day.
As you should.
No. So we got through it. We finally got through it. I got him to actually do the Destiny raid. The King's Fall Destiny raid on normal. It was just before hard mode came out.
And it was fun.
It was hella fun, dude.
And last part was a little bit of...
Even though I had to take Jason's controller and do the fucking jump puzzle for him. Because,
well, I mean, it's not surprising since he spilled whiskey all over the table.
Right?
Or spilled everything else but the whiskey on the table.
Fucking dick fingers.
Hey, at least I didn't spill the whiskey.
That was the least of our problems at that point.
Fuck that whiskey. It probably would have been a service to mankind if you had.
Right? Seriously.
Jesus. Seriously, I got a bottle of Cutty Sark. From the 1980s.
I have to say, I've had a lot of Kentucky bourbons. That's got to be...
Jesus.
Oof.
Yeah, so, anyway, away from the bourbon,
it's
I'm
like
still
$12 a gallon.
Yeah, right?
That wasn't even...
Anyway,
was like,
we got through it. It was really fun.
It was like prison booze, dude.
It was to the point where these two guys were about ready to fucking pass out on me on Oryx, but they didn't bitch out on me, otherwise I would have had more to say about it.
Well, I thought it was cool. Like, we went with a random, and he was telling us, like, how to do the fight and everything else. So he went through and taught me all the stuff that I needed to do if I was going to run it.
Yeah.
Like, you know...
And you've
like,
done shit that I haven't been able to do. Like
running the rune and, like, explaining... Like, the difference between this and Strikes is, like, there are different roles for every character. So, like, there's... You stand on those platforms. There's going into, what is it, you go into like the Nether Realm or something fucking
it's
crazy.
It's torn between dimensions, so.
So like you go through and you jump on these platforms to grab this ball, to jump down, to be able to take this shield down with you to get in the middle of combat where everybody can get in the shield and shoot out at orcs.
So wait, you're playing Mario now.
Right. Well, no, it's a total platformer. Jason apparently can't do that part of it. So,
actually, I can run...
Run the relic now?
The relic.
You can run the relic now. Holy
I just have
shit.
Problems
Jason
with...
Jason just had too many crap, too much I, crappy wispy.
Wispy. Man, we're going to call it wispy from now on.
Crappy wispy.
Drink more wine. Shitty wispy. Drink more wine.
Wispy.
No.
Crappy wispy.
Shitty wispy.
The only issue I had with the ships was some of the... getting the angles right. I'm horrible at figuring out angles. Horrible.
Down and in, sir. Down and in.
No, there's a part of it, like we're talking about platforming. You're talking about comparing it to Mario. They've obviously played a lot of Mario.
Yes.
Because there's a part where you have this huge chasm and there's these ships that teleport in and then teleport out and you have to jump over the ships and follow these platforms that are disappearing to get to the other side.
Right, so Mario.
Yeah. Basically.
Combined with White of the Chicken Grass Road.
And, well, yeah, because Jason went splat a lot, but
aww.
To the point we were all just sitting on the other side just shooting the shit while we were waiting on Jason to finish, and then Rusty went over and stole his controller to
Jason. See, I didn't ditch hear him. Anything that they were saying. Did they actually know that I stole the controller from them?
I told them.
Okay.
Yeah.
He ratted me out.
Yeah,
you fucker, whatever. Throwing your friend into the bus.
It was fun. I mean, I would have if he had.
Well, and
lived,
we, you know, we talked a little about the show and let him know what we were doing. It's like, hey, you know, we want to talk about this on our show and we want to actually finish. So
if you're listening, man, thanks for the raid.
I feel really bad too because I was so tired. I forgot to friend everybody that was helping. Do you remember any of their names, Rusty?
I got a couple of them on my friends thing, but I can't really.
The main
remember
guy that was teaching
names.
Us was really cool.
Yeah. No. See, when I set it up, I used Destiny LFG, which is a website, because Bungie hasn't put it into the fucking game yet for making matches. But I set it up so that they knew that they were Sherpa-ing or helping new players get through the raid. So I was like, me and two of my buddies who've never done it, I've done it, but they haven't. I need people to help Sherpa. So they knew what to do, what they were signing up for, basically. And they did a really good job of teaching you guys some things that even I haven't been able to do. So it's not like I've completed the raid multiple times, but I haven't done all of the different positions. And you got to run Relic on Oryx, and I never get to do that.
Well, then I got to, what is it, War Priest? Not War Priest, but the one where I had to watch the signs.
No, that was War Priest.
That's War Priest?
Yeah.
So I got to do that as well, which I thought was fun.
The call-outs on War Priest it's fairly simple, but, I mean, it's still important. Adds an extra level of tension because if you fuck up, everybody else dies.
Right.
I really, to be honest, I think the only reason I didn't jump for that was because I knew Stormcaller in the middle. Add destruction.
It's good.
I think Destiny does have a good thing going on. I can't play this nonstop because I do have a lot of other games I'm trying to check out at the same time. But I'm back to playing it again. So, it was really fun playing that, even though we played till stupid late.
Yeah, well, we need to figure out a better time frame for the raids and be able to get into it. I can get a raid group going fairly quickly with the friends that I've got and, you know, LFG and things like that. And if people want to add us to Xbox so that we can do this, we'd love to raid with you. It's just, we need to find time where you guys aren't tired by the end.
And it's an easy thing to find. If you need to find our gamer tags, we do respond to Twitter private messages.
Mm-hmm.
Just about all of us, I think, have access to it.
Yep.
If you don't, I can get you access. But
I have my own Twitter, too, so.
But I'm going to just say you can hook up to figure out who's who. We'll respond to that, give you gamer tags or whatever if you want to play on Xbox One. And I actually almost got us signed up for a tournament that we're having locally. Like Red Bull's having a tournament for speed running strikes.
Speed running strikes?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Shit, we don't got the gear for that.
No, I do, but...
I probably do, too. The strikes aren't that hard.
Okay, speed running strikes. Now, how
so my buddy that's thinking he's going to place in the top three that I work with, and I'll give a shout-out to him, Izzy... He's running it on PS4, and he's running the strikes in 8 minutes apiece.
8 minutes? See, I'm doing some strikes, and it depends on the strike, really, because
Some are inherently longer than others.
You have to have a team of three people that know what the fuck they're doing and know how to cut corners, what to skip, and everything like that. I can do the Shadow Thief, which is the Tanix Strike.
Yeah.
I can do that in about 7 minutes. And that is just going all out crazy. My longest strike is, well, some of them are random too because of the fact that some of the enemy types are different.
Yeah.
Like if you get flares, you can do that one pretty quickly. But if you have to wait for the doors, like there's some that have the door is already open and some that the door is closed and you have to wait for it to open. So if you get one that is already open, you can finish that strike in 8 minutes. If you
don't, we wouldn't have time to practice because it's next Friday.
Yeah, see, there would be no fucking way I'd be able to do it, but...
But it'd be something to do.
That would be...
Just be like on dodgeball and go up against a bunch of Girl Scouts with one who takes steroids.
I'm sure that we could do it. All three of us could be running high agility and using weapons that give us agility perks, and we could just run through shit super fucking quick.
Yeah.
You know, I think that we could do it. I mean, I'm already doing it on my Warlock, and he's got, like, the worst agility ever.
Why not try? What do you got to lose?
Well, maybe at some point.
If we were all running fucking hunters, though, we'd be able to skip through a lot of that shit, just smoke bombing through it.
Yeah.
But
I can't do the jumps.
And I can't...
We know that.
I can't do Hunter anymore. My Hunter is RIP.
So, with that being said, though, we are playing Destiny still, and I don't want to totally spoil the cast with all the Destiny stuff.
Well, no, while we're still on Destiny, I've got a couple things. I mean, you know, the raid was really good, and we need to do that fucker again and again and again.
Because we need to get more gear.
But no, I already got, like, three pieces out of there. I got the helmet, the chest piece, and one of the guns.
Yeah, you fucker.
That's what...
Because so I still
there's a streamer that we know or that I work with, and I told him what I got. He's like, "You got a helmet? I've ran that like 12 times."
He's got fucking dickbag over there. Got the fucking boots, and I need the fucking boots.
I got
like
the boots. I still have yet to get Ghost Shell.
Yeah, well,
I don't know. I've run the raid. But I got the damn boots.
I've run the raid twice.
It's like the male version of like having a Kindle.
It is. Yeah. It is.
It is.
So I actually, when I first started playing that game, I was like, "Man, my Kindle looks awesome."
Jesus.
Well, because you outfit him with boots.
And you get to color his gear.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Everybody likes coloring his gear.
Look, and...
Boots. So, basically, like, pants and boots, like, gloves and arms, a chest piece, a helmet, and then your ghost shell and your guns.
Why do I feel like I'm too sexy should be playing in the background right now?
I'm too sexy.
Well, my character can do the hammer dance.
I'm too sexy for my cloak.
Okay.
It's pretty funny.
It is. It's
awesome. It is.
I'm too sexy for my cloak.
The bad part is you can buy the Carlton, too.
Oh, my God.
Because it's a social game, it takes itself seriously in stints, but it does have a lot of random emotes like the dances and stuff like that you can do while you're playing.
Yeah. I mean, we haven't even really gotten into the microtransaction portion of that. A lot of people have actually talked about...
That's kind of getting me mad, honestly.
Yeah, well, I mean, since I brought it up, why not? Why don't we talk about this shit? Okay, so, Destiny, if you haven't fucking heard, they introduced Silver, which is a microtransaction currency you buy with real money so that you can buy emotes in the game, different dances or different emote-y type shit, but it's fairly expensive.
If you tell me that your character does the Macarena, I'm not talking to you anymore.
No, they need to add the Macarena because that would be fucking sweet.
No, but mine does
they
the
have
whole,
the sprinkler.
Yes.
Mine does the whole God. Star Wars Episode the 3 Darth patch. Vader.
Oh! The sorrow emote. But, I mean, this is the deal. The emotes, to be able to get all of the emotes, you spend about $35.
Jesus.
That's what all of the emotes would cost.
Well, it gave me 400 silver and I bought two, and that's what I left
right.
for that.
500 silver is $5.
So, yeah. It's
and there are...
30 pieces of silver is worth the crucifixion of a messiah.
Oh, shit. So, the thing that they're talking about is... You know, like the House of Wolves expansion and the Dark Below expansion, those were things where you had to buy, you know, $15 DLCs essentially for the game so that you could have that additional content and be able to progress further. And if you didn't have that DLC, you were kind of boned as far as progression. You needed to have it. What they wanted to do is find a way to be able to make those DLCs accessible to everybody without having a paywall behind it for buying the DLC. So they did a microtransaction setup so that people could buy optionally, you know, these emotes for real money, and then they were going to take that money that people spent on the emotes and put it towards development of those DLCs so that we would have access to those new pieces of content without having to pay for it, and then we would only be required to buy the next version of Destiny every year.
Like the gamer version of a toll road.
Kind of. You can choose not to do it.
Right.
But if you do it, you improve the fucking road so that if you do use it, you know, it's...
Like the gamer version of an idealistic toll road.
Let's go with that. Right, exactly. So, I think looking at it from a standpoint of, I have an option of whether or not I want to spend it, and it's going towards any future DLC content, I'm fine with it.
I think
except for one thing. If they do anything, and I mean anything, that increases a player's power in any way with the microtransactions, it's dog shit.
Yep.
There you go.
That's in slow-mo.
Wow.
Yeah. And then, of course, the slow clap, dude.
Why are you doing it in slow motion?
That's the video.
Yeah, so the slow clap. So
it's like two girls with one cup. I can never unwatch it.
Right. But that's the base story behind it. That's what they want to do with it. And I think enough people have actually purchased emotes to be able to cover the development of a DLC.
I think people buying the Taken King probably covered that.
Well, the Taken King added a lot more shit to the game. I can see that as a worthy buy. Like I said before, I was going to give Destiny this, you know, this $60, I spent $80, but this $60 expansion to be able to wow me enough with the amount of changes that they've done to the game to make sure that I would be able to play it further. I'm all right with that. I'm all right with the emotes. As long as they don't start selling strange coins or some stupid shit like that, I'd be fine with it.
Yeah, as long as they start selling strange coins, I'm going to be...
Yeah.
I'm going to be revolting.
Yeah, I don't want anybody to be able to buy power. That's the main thing.
No.
But, I mean, I sat there thinking about it, and I'm like, man, you know, $20 isn't... I could probably spend $20 for two DLCs.
Yeah.
So, I might buy some emotes, but I haven't really broke down and bought them yet.
I'm probably not going to. Got too much game to be buying here soon. I mean...
Yeah, so...
Yeah, we got quite a few.
I said that my hunter was ripped. It's because I actually fucking deleted my very first character in Destiny. I deleted my hunter.
You deleted your hunter?
I deleted my hunter. And in its place, I created a new warlock.
Rest in peace, hunter.
Why?
Why?
So he's got two warlocks to run the raid with.
Okay, so I already have raid gear and raid weapons and everything like that. But the raid gear is the hard part. The weapons are transferable to any character. The armor can only be used by one class. So I'm going to set up my new warlock, get it to level 40, and then I'll be able to transfer all of my gear from my main to my new warlock. And it will then be the same light level as my main. So I'll be able to run the raid twice with the same set of gear.
You're insane.
Because you can only get gear from it, drops from it, gear, once a week.
Right. So that on top of that, I got my very first taste of hard mode. I did hard mode. Did the hard mode King's Fall raid.
Giggity.
And the changes for the hard mode King's Fall raid are this. On the ship jump puzzles, you know that little platform on the side that you could have as a little save area?
That's gone, I'm sure.
It's gone. So you have to do the whole jump puzzle in one go.
Yeah.
Totems are the same except for a couple of the knights are elite. War Priest, every time he dissolves one of the pillars, he gains a new special ability. So the middle one, he gets a retaliation shot. So kind of like the hobgoblins, the Taken hobgoblins, when you shoot them, they shoot three shots back at you.
Yeah.
He gets that, and it regens all the time. Once he dissolves the right totem, he gets the Taken Captain shadow shot thing. So that sucks balls, because he shoots retaliation and the shadow shot at you at the same fucking time. And I have not gotten the left side down. That totem, we never got to it, because we always killed him before that phase.
So did you finish it?
I did not finish the raid. I got up to Oryx, but Oryx is geared is set for 310 and above, and my character was 309 at that time.
Did it start with 8675?
Yes.
Should have.
And
ouch.
Wow. Anyway, the raid group that I was at, I was in, was not geared for it, and it's just a pain in the ass. So. The other changes, see Golgoroth, whenever you get into the light pool on the bottom, one person is picked from that to get corrupted light, and he turns into basically a cursed thrall. And he will explode everybody around him when the timer ticks down.
So does he run away?
So he has to run away when he gets the debuff.
So you have less damage.
Yeah.
And the chance of killing the whole party.
Yes. Let's see. The daughter's fight is exactly the same, except for there is no there's no 10 to 15 second transition between phases. You go from one chick to the other chick to the other chick, and you have to go like
as sounds fast like your as everyday fast life to me. I mean,
right?
You know, course, yeah. You just go from one chick to the other chick.
Well,
to the
I mean,
other
I don't, I don't tend to play that way, but that's all right.
You know,
it's okay.
I mean, I need a cool down period.
Exactly,
personally.
Exactly. You need to have some me time in between. Yeah.
Well,
exactly.
Taco Tuesday is coming up. I'm just saying, boys.
And then Tuesday. On Oryx, the change for that is not only do you have to kill the ogres, but as soon as you kill the ogres, a light eater knight will spawn behind the other person's pillar across the way from you, and you have to kill that knight before it gets to your orb, otherwise it'll take it.
Okay, this sounds
which
like
means
a reproduction
damage
again.
On orcs.
Fuck
yeah,
that.
It's crazy.
So you have stuff hiding behind a pillar that needs to get to somebody else's orb.
Yes.
Basically,
giggity.
Somebody's getting pregnant.
Wow.
All right.
That's what I'm getting.
Dark places. But yeah, it's fun. I got through.
Guard your ovaries.
I got through up to.
Oh, my ovaries are well guarded. Ain't nothing getting through that shit.
So I mean, I got up
my
to orcs, but
is
didn't
an
beat,
only
defeat
child.
Him. We tried him once, and that was it. So that was. I mean, that's why I said, man, I need to have a second character so that I can, you know, try to get more gear in a week.
But I realized today just how bad randoms can be.
Was it?
Yeah.
So I LFG to raid because, you know, need more gear, get over that 300 hump to 305.
When I LFG shit, it happens. It just happens that I get the good people. And then when he LFG shit, he gets like the squeakers and like
dude,
people who don't
know
how to fucking play the game.
I don't always LFG shit, but when I do,
so, I don't always LFG.
But
we're doing okay.
I
we
don't
get
squeakers.
We get the portal to show up. We go through the portal. When we hit the totems, very first thing.
Okay, again, this sounds like somebody's getting pregnant.
We immediately die like four times. I'm like, how in the fuck is this happening?
Oh,
I go to look at the party's gear. Two of the fuckers are below 280.
Below 280. I wouldn't even let you guys even consider raiding until you got to 290, 295.
Right.
So, son of a bitch.
So, but they had raid weapons, so that told me they completed the raid on another character at least.
So they knew what they were doing.
Yeah.
It took an hour to get through totems. And then somehow we beat Warpriest
somehow
on the second try and Golgoroth on the first try. Don't know how we did that.
It's called magic is what it is.
Sorcery. Short, it is sorcery.
Absolute fucking
we get
sorcery.
To Oryx and hit a wall.
Yeah.
So course. I didn't even complete the raid.
That's Speaking okay. of sorcery.
What? Oh.
Uh-oh.
She's wanting me to admit something.
Uh-oh.
Fess up, bitch.
Dude.
So.
Do it.
I've been giving a lot of people shit for liking.
Oops, sorry.
For liking Harry Potter, and I haven't tried it. It's pretty good.
Nice whiskey burp there.
It is pretty good. I did that for your
The whiskey bit. Burp or what? The Harry Potter? Because. Both. I'm not clear. I'm saying.
I already read through the first book. I've already watched the first movie. I'm already working on the second book.
Oh, Harry Potter?
Yeah. Harry Potter. I had to explain to him, though, that it starts out at the 11-year-old level, and it gets more sophisticated as you go, because she meant for it to grow with her readers.
Oh, now, is that, so that's why, when I read the first one, I felt like I was reading a children's book.
Well, because it was. Yeah,
because it was a children's was. Book.
Really, the first two really are.
They are.
By the time you get to the third one, it's more like a young reader's novel.
Yeah.
Like the around 14 age.
About book 5 is when it starts getting really fucking dark. About book 5
is when it gets really dark.
Yeah.
And actually.
And you're like, this is reality,
and actually pretty damn good. In fact, 5 on are the only books I can still go back and
read.
Oh,
no. I read the whole series again every year.
I can't.
The whole series beginning to end.
And in fact, I can't.
But you read like 4 pages a minute.
Okay, fair.
The only. The
Eight
only
when it's the first 4 books anymore. Of Harry Potter.
Just the pages.
The only movies I can watch are the last 3.
No, my God.
Yeah, the ones before that are just painful to
no,
me.
No, I can't. No.
Painful.
You have to watch them all. Painful. Except, okay, 4 I hate. I will say that. But I like the rest of them. I do.
Which one was 4?
Well, no.
Goblet of Fire. That movie
I
sucked.
I take that back.
Oh,
I can watch.
That one.
Oh,
I can
you're
watch
okay.
Prisoner of Azkaban. Barely.
Okay.
The first two, no. Way too dumbed down for mine to be able to watch over and over.
But they're book adaptations for 11-year-olds.
I know.
Jesus.
You
have to appreciate them for what they are.
I love the animated Hobbit. I just can't go back and watch the first two Harry Potter movies.
I don't particularly love the animated Hobbit.
I don't want to look at my student works, damn it.
I'm going to say, I'm not even a big fan of The New Hobbit, to be honest with you. I like the book.
I really don't like The New Hobbit at all.
What?
Fuck.
The book is amazing.
I use them as separate entities.
Horrible. Okay, the Lord of the Rings trilogy, that was good. Those movies were great.
The extended cut.
Okay, the extended cut, yes. But The Hobbit, okay, I saw the first movie. I will not even go see the second movie because fuck.
Yeah, well, they added a lot of shit. I mean,
they
added
and took away. A lot of shit to the point where it doesn't even remotely resemble the book.
How do they freaking subtract any more? You would think that they would use everything that was in the book plus some.
You would think but they didn't.
He added additional scenes for more fights.
Because
they so didn't. And
they added love interests that were never there.
Legolas wasn't even
in
there.
And when the
there?
Fuck were dwarves ever hot? I'm just asking. Seriously.
Well, I didn't know they were hot, but they didn't look like dwarves.
They did not.
Well, some of them did. But
no, they did not.
Oh,
it's
a couple
not okay.
of them did.
It was not okay.
Oh, a couple of them looked like dwarves.
None of it was okay.
Keely and Feely looked like dwarves, but...
okay, fair.
The others, I will
Thormir
say...
Thormir did not... Is it Thormir? Thorin.
Thorin, yeah.
Thorin does not look like a dwarf. He just looks like a short, hairy dude.
He looks like he belongs
in a hipster band.
But they all had very photogenic faces, is what I'm saying. They were not supposed to.
He looked
dwarves.
Like a short ranger, is what he looked like.
Right.
I will.
Dwarves
give you
are
that.
Not supposed to be that photogenic. That pissed me off.
Photogenic and different kind of supposed to have beards, aren't they?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Really. Yeah. No. I would not. I normally I cannot even if I really 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 hate. A book adaptation of a movie, I will go see all of them because I have to. I refused to go see the other one because
wow.
I was that displeased with it. I cannot
hey,
even
actually,
tell you a time
hey,
when I've done
I suffered
that
through Aragorn on film, so, I mean...
I thought he was cast well.
It was
Aragorn?
No,
no.
He was Aragorn, cast well.
The book series from the Dragon book series, Aragorn.
Oh, Aragorn. Okay, I thought we were talking Aragorn.
Yeah.
So.
Aragorn was cast well for for that.
Extremely.
But I mean, the book adaptation for Aragorn was terrible.
Yeah, but that was one of those things. We're going to try this. They didn't even put a proper budget behind it, a proper screenwriter.
They had budget.
All of that was wrong.
Horrible. They had budget. They just didn't fucking make it right, dude. But this is the wrong fucking podcast to go over bad movies. I'm telling you, there's a different.
Yeah, there is a different podcast.
There's a different podcast that does this shit.
And they might have the word fiend included in the title along with bad movies.
They can talk about
this.
Shout out
to you guys.
They can talk about this and how Indiana Jones and the Crystal Skull was a total cop out.
Hey, no, Crystal Skull. I mean, you would definitely survive a nuclear blast and a lead line fucking.
I'm gonna throw my phone at you. That movie sucked ass.
Thank you. This is why we're friends. It really sucked ass. It was such a cop-out.
That ruined Indiana Jones for me.
It could have been amazing.
You look over to the fridge, and it just conveniently says lead-lined.
You know,
why
don't
you lead-line?
I'm even okay with elements of the whole alien part, okay? I'm okay with that.
I'm not
okay
with
fine,
that.
But if just the had, overall plot with the romance and the kid, please.
Yeah, if they had wrote it better, please. But the whole her kid thing, his kid thing, whatever. And the Russian bitch. Or German bitch.
I only watched it once.
I don't even remember this shit.
It drove me nuts.
I stopped at the nuclear movie. Blast.
It was horrible. The biggest cop-out of writing I've ever seen.
Oh. It was.
Besides 50 Shades of Grey, and don't get me started because that was a piece of shit.
I'm not going to get you started on that one because I'm going nowhere near that film.
As you should not. I haven't seen the film, but the books were abysmal. I'm just saying.
When your wife rented that, we both left the room.
They're set in Seattle. I should not be able to tell the writer's British.
Oh, shit.
That's all.
All right. So, yeah. Damn.
Horrible. Sex, actually, that's living proof that sex sells because...
Exactly.
That is the biggest piece of shit writing I've
you
ever seen in my
lead
life.
You get lead-lined fridges for holding nuclear materials, but I doubt it would be in a fucking house.
What? No. See,
I just looked up lead-lined fridge.
If it was Sheldon Cooper's house, it would.
Well, maybe, but that's a whole different story. Whole different theory. I guess that would involve a Big Bang.
What? Wait. But, the Mythbusters did something on that?
They did.
They did a whole episode on it.
So, here's what I'm thinking. But I'm thinking that we don't have a lot to talk about this week, and we have a shitload to talk about next week. I have a few things that I want to jump into right after the break. Do you think we ought to go ahead and hit break?
Sure. Let's go ahead and hit break.
Yeah. We got light start.
Before
so
Rusty breaks
well.
Whiskey Wind.
So, we are going to break.
Brewing it right now for you.
Thanks.
We need to get out of this room. Yeah. All right, so we'll be back very soon. Welcome back after our quick break.
Quick. Indeed.
It was quick.
Quicker than normal.
Got lots of laughs out of it, though.
We did.
Quicker than Jason spilling whiskey.
Yeah, Jesus.
On repeat, over and over again.
So we'll probably be recording some outtakes for this.
Yes.
Hell yes.
It's gone.
It's going online.
Yeah, with this, you seeing us bright as white.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
We're going to be researching camera makeup because, frankly, this fucking sucks.
She thinks she looks hideous.
Well, you look better than I do.
Oh, bullshit.
Asshole.
Bullshit.
You're pretty white.
Yes, I am very pasty. I know this.
You white? Come on.
No, dude, seriously, there is a poster up in a prominent place where we work of all of the leadership people.
Mm-hmm.
And if you stand about 50 feet or more away from it.
I get a tan?
No, but, you know, there's about 30 of us in the same position that Justin and I are in, okay? Mm-hmm. And if you look at it about 30 feet or more away...
You can still pick you out of it?
Oh, my God. I am the whitest blob up there. It's fucking ridiculous.
She blends into the background.
Wait. In your defense, though, that's only because he's got facial hair.
Okay, that might be fair.
Once you shave that off.
I have to shave it next Friday.
Oh, yeah, can't wait for that shit to go up on the internet. You'll look like a naked
mole rat. I'm going
to
go all about that. But no, seriously, you stand like 30 to 50 feet away from that picture, and you could see my face from space. Wow. It would glow under a goddamn black light. I am pasty as fuck.
Well, shit, this is definitely not a black light. Holy shit.
Oh, we should do an episode in black light.
Oh, no.
Ooh,
no,
cool.
No.
Oh, let's do it. Let's
no,
do it.
No, no. You would never see me talk. Nope.
Is your shirt?
No. I will never. Mm. All right. So I used to go to laser tag when laser tag was a good thing.
Hey, and it's most still of those places thing. Are Shut lit with black lights. Hole.
Right?
I love laser tag.
You don't wear certain shirts or pants.
So
I always use the username Grandma.
I used to wear black sweats and a black shirt that was basically it made me invisible and fucking in there.
Yeah, you're a pussy. Until I gave somebody no fucks, but I wore held I up won.
A until somebody held up a mirror and I could see myself in black light. It was just black and then the biggest white globe ever, and every time I smiled it was like the moon was fucking coming out. It was terrible.
Your pearly whites.
My pearly whites react to black light crazily, crazy good. So yeah, no, you'll never see me talk. I'll never
Aww.
Happen. I'll just be over here going.
Well, there are other uses for a dental dam besides the obvious.
Dental dam. Can you talk through a dental dam?
I've never tried, but I would assume you can probably articulate a little bit.
We could reduce the effect, get you like a...
We can get you some Billy Bob teeth.
Get you a black mouth guard.
A black mouth guard? Because I want to have a motherfucking perfect.
Hey, that just adds to the amusement. I'm okay with it. Yeah. Exactly.
I mean, you just talk like you took your dentures out. That's okay.
Some people like that, especially, you know, in prison. Shout out to our listeners in prison.
God. So I just want to point out, like, if you need to use a dental dam, then maybe you're going down on something unclean.
That's what I'm saying. I've never used one, but I'm just, you know, speculating.
I've never really.
I really
that looks,
want to start
that
this
looks ferocious.
What the hell is that?
That would be a dental dam.
Let me see your dick phone. What the?
You know, at least in case it makes it the outtake, show it to the camera.
Because, oh man, I wish I could show you guys. Because,
yeah,
damn. Outtakes. That's just never going to happen.
Is that a goddamn? Yeah, I love that movie.
What about that?
Oh, that's really awkward. It's like the Joker, but hygienic. The fuck? She just chewed too much bubble gum.
Wow. Yeah. Okay. All right. Wow, I want to play this music. Really do. All right.
Like that?
Rusty's on the edge.
Oh, yeah.
What okay. the? It's like a fucking blow-up doll.
That gives... No, to me, it looks like a pie crust. It gives new meaning to American pie.
Oh, terrible.
Yeah. Dental dams,
I think some of these are actually dental, where others are not.
Some of them are for, you know, pleasure.
These are not attractive, people.
Like, that just looks like... Maybe you're going
what the hell is that?
Maybe you're going to kill somebody.
That looks more like you're trying to kill yourself.
That's if you're dating the girl in the bubble.
I'm going to French kiss this side. Just make believe.
Oh, my God.
That's the predator.
Oh, shit.
What the hell?
No. Oh, my God. Go back. I can't even.
You can't unsee this.
I am. Oh. What?
Jesus, predator.
No, you can't unsee this.
Jesus, predator.
Just look up Jesus, predator. Wow. okay, so.
How'd I get on the subject of dental dams?
Probably me. I'll just take the blame right now.
Nobody wants to see anything that under a black light. Sorry. Not
gonna happen. Oh. He has teeth like chiclets. I'm looking at
We're just making stupid jokes.
Glow in the dark chiclets.
We were making stupid jokes the other night.
We kept making fun of Nine Inch Nails.
Now all I can see is that one scene from Dennis the Menace.
Oh, God, yes.
What kind of fucking perv are you?
Oh, well, no.
It was Dentist the Mentist.
It was Dennis the Mentist.
Dentist the Mentist?
Wow. I think that was just my speech problems coming out right there.
Dentist the Mentist.
Thanks, Bubbles.
Is that an Asian language? Because I don't know what's going on right now.
It's gibberish.
Okay.
I'm fluent in gibberish.
Simish.
That's kind of Simish, almost. I've got lots of Sim with just about every other dialect known to man thrown together, put into a blender, and put on frappe.
I'm not going to lie. I kind of love the Sims a little bit. Mm.
She really does. Like, me and her go and eat lunch occasionally at work, and she'll bring her iPad with her everywhere. Mm. She plays fucking Sims everywhere. Or not Sims, SimCity.
SimCity?
I do. I like SimCity Build It. I do. I like the time management games. Y'all like the shoot 'em up shit.
I don't know. I've been playing Sheltered a lot lately, and they just did a random update to that.
They did.
No. So, like,
very exciting. You can now steal the shit that people raid, you know, the raiders when they come and, well, raid you.
Yeah.
You can steal their shit. She was
talking about Fallout Shelter.
Oh, yeah, I was.
Now, yeah.
Before, now, to be honest, though, before Destiny came out, I was the guy who played shooters of the group.
No, well, we just did shooters of the group, and you just spilled it all, so.
Yeah.
Fuck you.
I did.
That's awesome.
Not a straight shooter.
Holy shit.
I can't refute it, because there's video evidence. So.
There is, and it's getting posted, motherfucker.
The wall here.
Oh, yeah.
Hand behind the wall?
Ham behind the wall.
I don't think that's okay.
No, probably not.
So yeah, here's the differences in it. Like, they redid the combat, so you have a lot more options now.
Uh-huh.
And it's not just hit each other with pipes until one dies. Like, there are effects that happen. I've been picking up a whole lot more weapons. I made a metal detector, so now I'm picking up a lot more metal to expand my shelter. And I found out that cannibalism does pay off for a little bit while in the early game. I haven't figured out a way to get around cannibalism just quite right. Mm-hmm. So I'll recruit people out in the wastes, bring them back home with the intentions of sharing food, and then I just find out that I'm out of things to keep myself from getting irradiated. So I'll send them out to the waste, let them get irradiated, not share, or let them heal up, and then just eat them after they die. And then I pick up a bunch of books along the way so everybody can read books and forget about the eating somebody. Because you can get rid of your trauma by reading books, and after you've eaten somebody. But it gives you like 20 food, and so it's like one food per person per day. So if you have a party of like six, like, and you just take two or three people and send them out on expeditions, you can get a lot of food. So they probably don't know about my cannibalistic culture that I got going on, because I've recruited and eaten like six or seven people at this point.
Wait, so you're saying that literacy prevents cannibalism? Because I'm seeing kind of a Smokey the Bear campaign right here.
It doesn't prevent cannibalism. It actually lets you forget cannibalism.
Only you can prevent cannibalism.
That's true. But you don't want to in that game. I found a way to get around the trauma of the cannibalism, so we just recruit strangers and we eat them.
That's fucked up. What the hell
is wrong with you?
That's like fucking, you know, some like people under the stairs shit there.
It works.
And not Harry Potter.
What I'll do is I'll tell the people at Make Sheltered to listen to this show so they know that some people are just eating everybody.
I'm sure that's like
a
strategy. Why don't you just tweet them? I mean, seriously.
I found the best way to survive to day 65 so far has been with eight dead bodies. We ate the cat, we ate the rats, we ate the dog, and now we're eating each other.
Well,
the family is staying alive.
The house
not
that Jack built
family.
On a very, very dark level.
So, but all the strangers, after a while, after they outlive their usefulness,
you know, the family from you remember the old Judge Dredd?
Yeah.
You remember the family that Judge Dredd ran into in the wastes? That is the family that you are playing with in fucking Sheltered right now.
What was that movie with Viggo Mortensen?
The family that cannibalizes together
out in the wasteland?
Stays together.
Fuck, what?
It's super depressing.
Fuck.
It came out the same time that Book of Eli came out.
That was a good movie.
It is a good movie, but it's super depressing. He runs across that cannibal family, like him and his daughter.
Yeah.
Are you talking about...
Who was in it?
Viggo Mortensen. It was very Fallout. Like, there were some really cool concepts with it, but I'm just trying to remember what the name of the movie was. But
was it Stephen King?
It might have been.
I am DBing right now, because I know if I see the title, I'll remember.
Scroll down. Go. And keep scrolling down. Let's see.
Was it The Stand? The
road, it was The Road.
The Road.
Oh.
The Road?
Yeah.
You need to see The Stand.
Well, yeah, I've seen The Stand.
Oh, fuck, that series was amazing.
I don't even like Stephen King. That is one movie that I completely skipped. Oh, my God, why are we back on those again?
I didn't see The Road.
Okay.
No, but it just reminded me of the Cannibal family. Like, we're not that... We are crazy, but we're not. So the Darby family, which was a randomly created family, that I just... You know, I hit random on literally everything. Like, the kids... You know, we're a mixed-race family. You know, and what I mean by that is, like, I just didn't care if anybody, like, looked like they came from anybody.
Okay.
Oh, by the way, that wasn't
Daughter. Oh, it was Different Strokes, but with cannibalism.
Pretty much, yeah.
Aw.
Huh?
Now that the world don't son, move to the beat of a...
You look good enough to eat.
Yeah.
I said you look good enough to eat.
Oh, thanks. Shut up.
That's creepy. Wow.
Hey, I kept asking y'all to trade me seats.
There's like a lawsuit in the making over here.
He keeps farting and telling me he wants to heat my brains.
I have not yet farted. If I farted, you wouldn't be alive to tell about it.
You would see us fucking hurdle the table.
Oh my God.
He's been belching.
Well, copiously.
It's not the same, trust me.
No.
I don't really want to know.
No, belching is unprocessed. You don't want to see the processed.
Oh, I'm sure I don't.
So, aside from that, though, I'm still playing Wasteland 2 in spurts.
In spurts.
Crazy.
But I am still playing that with a controller. That game still is really, really fun. A lot more voice acting than I expected.
As opposed to playing it without the controller?
Well, you can play with keyboard and mouse.
Originally, that's how you played it, with keyboard and mouse. So now they've got a point-and-click game that's not point-and-click anymore. It's move around with the controller and use all your skills with the controller.
Okay. You know, as a fan of text-based adventures, I kind of dig that.
Most of it's in text.
Really?
Yeah, the original version of Wasteland 2, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Yeah, yeah,
it's almost all in text.
It's really? Yeah, it's yeah. got some really great text to it, too, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's on my Steam family share. You can play it.
I'm going to out-nerd y'all right now. You know I'm really big on Colossal Cave Adventure, right?
I do. That's because me and you have talked a couple times.
Yeah. Very, very, very old game. Love it. Can't help it. I love text-based adventures.
They don't really do them anymore.
Well, I don't care. I read a lot. No, so they don't. It's like a book that does what you want it to.
Some of my very first games were MUDs.
Well, Love!
I played MUDs too for a little
MUDs
bit.
MUDs were awesome.
I know. I'm super old school here.
Yeah.
Who the fuck needs graphics?
Right.
So have you guys played anything else aside from Destiny?
Honestly, no. I have not. And the reason behind that is that there's going to be fucking Halo 5 coming very soonish.
Like
in
days.
In a couple days.
Yeah.
And
I'm hoping somebody here will be able to get it because I won't be able to pick it up till Friday.
Aww.
I'm not going to be able to have time, I don't think. I don't, you know, honestly, between the stuff that's on the plate for this, you know, this week as far as classes and stuff, I don't think I'm going to have enough time to devote towards Halo 5. But
well, I won't either because I'm going to have stuff to do on Halloween. I'm also going to have...
Well, what's going on in your days off, dude?
Like, plenty of stuff.
Yeah, well, I mean...
I don't have money to pick it up, and by the time I have money to pick it up, I'll be doing a...
Are you purchasing, or are you just renting?
Do you see how vague he is? He runs brothels.
Uh-huh, he does.
He does.
We'll just say that it won't be played until...
Cannibalistic brothels.
Oh. He hasn't got his cut from the tricks yet.
Right.
No, I really haven't.
Well, I probably won't have it played by next Sunday, but the following Sunday I will.
What the fuck happened to the AC here, dude?
Well, Jason didn't turn it down enough, that's for damn sure.
Because I turned it down to 70.
Because I'm fucking like drowning my own further. Fucking sweat over here. Please fucking do something with it.
Before I drown in Rusty's whiskey-soaked sweat.
And you don't want to see my hopspiration?
Hopspiration! Jesus. Wow. God damn, will somebody trade me seats? Fuck!
I told you this was going to happen. I told you. When we were like, oh, well, we're going to do a panel.
oh, we're going to set up a table and we're all going to be sitting next to each other. I'm like, no, she doesn't want to be sitting next to me.
And you're just like, I'm going to belch at Babs, motherfuckers.
I'm telling you.
Jesus.
Look, if it's Jason's fault, really. I mean, if he hadn't given me that shit fucking whiskey, I'd be...
You drank it? What are you?
Peer pressure.
Hello?
Yeah, well, I mean, once a shot is poured, it's got to be drank.
How long have you been an adult? Somebody would have drank it for you.
I don't adult. I mean, that's the thing.
Somebody would have drank it for you.
Mm-hmm. I would have gladly been the only one to take a shot.
Yeah, well, I mean, the look that I made was golden, though.
It really was, actually.
So, since a lot of us haven't played any games, I'm going to... Actually, I'm going to do a little bit of homage to the school that I went to. Babs went to the same school.
Okay. Yeah.
Some sad news, and we'll get on to some lighter news.
Please.
Actually, Babs, go ahead and lead on it.
Well, two of us here are OU fans. It's Oklahoma University. And two of us are Oklahoma State University. You'll probably know which two are Oklahoma State, especially if you start watching the video cast, because you'll see that I have an OSU wine glass, because... Love my school.
How would they know that I was
the wrong school?
Well, shut your fucking pie hole right now. The other one's Justin. He's an alumni. And today was homecoming. No, yesterday.
Yesterday
was homecoming. And a drunk driver at 10:30 a.m. God knows how she was that shit-faced at 10:30 a.m., but even so.
No, it's Stillwater. They're drunk at 10:30 a.m.
Okay, fair.
Yeah.
Drove into the crowded homecoming, killed, I want to say, 8.
Killed four, critically injured 8.
44 total injured.
Jesus Christ.
And we're pretty sad about it.
Yeah.
I have to say, OU did the classy thing. They had a moment of silence before their game. They flew the OSU flag and...
Well. Because we're all Oklahomans.
Because we're all Oklahomans. And it was appreciated. We're each
other's biggest rivals, but not each other's enemies.
Exactly.
For a day, everybody was a cowboy.
It was very, very appreciated and very classy. And I want to say thanks to OU.
I want to say good game to David Bourne, because that wouldn't have happened had he not authorized it. So.
Yeah. We just want to acknowledge...
Yeah, because it's a big deal, and it is something local for us, and definitely made national news, if not international news.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah. That's a pretty big deal.
It was a surprise to me.
Well, I mean, you were here. Now,
I was in the middle of doing tabletop, and we were getting tweets back and forth, like, what the fuck is going on?
Yeah. And
I was just sick.
I was at work. Fortunately, I have the freedom to put football games on Saturdays while I'm at work, just in the background.
Yeah, we do see to a point.
That was all over every channel.
Yeah.
Just
my
bad stuff.
My Twitter feed exploded when that happens, and I've been watching it through national news feeds throughout the day.
So we just wanted to acknowledge, and it's a fairly serious note, especially for this podcast, but... Yeah. We thought it warranted mention, and we wanted Stillwater to know that our hearts are with them.
Yep.
No matter whether we bleed orange or red.
Yep. Hear, hear.
Yep.
Yep.
So, on lighter news, for sure.
For sure.
Everybody that's listened to the show for any amount of time knows I'm a Fallout fan, like, probably the biggest at the table.
Wait, huh? Mm-hmm. What?
Yeah.
What?
I would say that,
who?
Yeah. Yeah, that's pretty sure.
I'm going to be the Vault Boy for Halloween.
Shut up! Whose idea was that?
That was yours.
I don't know. What extremely smart female's idea was it?
Aww. Stop. You're a little brown right here on your nose. Yeah. Right there. Just a little right there.
Not a little. Half your face was up that ass.
Y'all are saying that like it's a horrible thing. I mean.
Wow.
Anyways.
Wow. I thought I went to dark places. That's a really, really dark place.
Wow.
Figuratively and literally.
Freaking one Jason.
Dark fucking places.
So on October 23rd, Fallout 4 has already gone gold before it was released.
I know, right? Dude.
I guess they posted a tweet that said October 23rd, the bombs have fallen. Fallout 4 is complete, all 27 versions.
Okay, I just want to say that A, on our work, I have Justin listed as Vault Boy.
Mm-hmm.
B, he is shaving his facial hair for this shit.
I can't fucking wait.
On our first official podcast, video podcast, somebody's shaving, which is going
to
look weird.
You need to be in Vault Boy costume is what you need.
He's going to look like a naked mall rat.
At least wear the top.
Okay, that's fair.
I don't think, other than pictures, I don't think I've actually ever seen you clean shaven.
I've been saying we need to do a video costume podcast for Halloween.
Oh, wait, no, that's right. You were when you first started.
You're still not going to get me into fucking, barf.
Oh, yeah, we are.
There's no way that's happening.
We are.
You can be Uncle Fester. You've got the facial expressions. I'm just saying. No. They're there.
Yeah, we just need
Right now, this fucking minute. Seriously.
We just need an incandescent light bulb.
God damn. Yep.
I say in more lighthearted news, Batman. Arkham Knight is now going to be finally released, re-released on PC on the 28th.
Woohoo!
So it's finally coming out.
Yeah, finally. You know, how many months afterwards? Wow, they dropped the ball on that game hard.
I say that there's also Fallout Beer for pre-order right now, too.
Fallout Beer?
Yep.
Wait a second.
Yeah.
I just want a bottle of Sunset Sarsaparilla.
I just want some Nuka-Cola.
I do want some Nuka-Cola, too.
Well, I'm surprised you haven't gotten a bottle of Nuka-Cola. You know you can buy those shits.
Yeah, I know.
Come on. Buy that shits. I mean, buy two, put one on the wall, and then, drink the other one, because you need to have a cap.
I do need to have a cap.
That sounds dirty, but I'm not quite sure how.
Well, no, the bottle cap's the currency.
Exactly.
I already know that, but even so, it sounds dirty, and I'm not sure how. Probably prostitution. We'll just go with that.
Prostitution.
Bottle cap prostitution.
Prostitution.
We'll work for caps.
Sucky, sucky, two caps.
We'll work for caps.
Sucky, sucky, two caps.
But that's really all I have so far for Fallout news. Jason, did you manage to scrounge up anything? Or
there's not really anything out there.
Rusty, do you got anything?
Not anything that's really of note.
What?
I know that Assassin's Creed is out early right now, right?
Yeah.
And it's riddled with bugs at this point?
Yeah. Yep.
Riddled with bugs again.
Roach infested.
Great job there.
Ubi
and EA.
I'm going to pick it up in 6 months. I've lost so much faith in that franchise that I just don't give a shit.
This is what happens.
You know, I might rent it because Unity was such a crapshoot. I don't even feel like it's worth mentioning for top games unless they just did something amazing.
This is what happens when you go for yearly releases on games and it's not the same team. And they're not working from a set foundation each year. I mean, they've got different teams rolling a completely brand new game every year.
Well, and I mean, I know that the top five video game reviewers are giving it high scores. I just don't tend to trust them as much anymore. Not that we're better. It's just that I'm getting really jaded with a lot of reviews anymore that don't pick up on stuff that I end up liking or end up trashing on stuff that I like for really dumb reasons.
Psst. That's where you come in.
Oh, I know. That's why we do the show.
Dumbass.
Yeah. That's why we do what we do. At the same time, let's face it, as the years have gone by,
What the fuck is this? Toy Story? God.
The publications we used to trust are not, they're not as unbiased anymore. Or they don't seem to be.
I feel like they all talk to each other and they're just like, all right, this is what we're going to give it.
Probably.
Yeah. I miss the days of actually having to read all this stuff so you know somebody who's holed up in a cave unless they're calling their buddies.
Right.
To review this stuff.
Right. Well,
that's where you'll come in.
It's a different world now. I got a video queued up. You've got to see of Assassin's Creed Unity because...
shit.
Because it's my favorite streamer and this happened.
Is it because the dude in the lower right-hand corner looks like you?
But, wham, she gets kicked, goes down to the ground, then she starts to fall through the ground, and then assassinate right through the...
Where the fuck did he just put his face?
Did he just stab her in the cooter?
I don't think that was stabbing.
Assassinate.
Wham. That was.
What the fuck?
If
that
was, recall,
is that the fist of death?
That was full arm insertion.
I just asked where he put his face.
Look. There it goes again.
Okay, again. Where did he just put his face?
He bit down really hard.
Shit.
See the dress puff up?
Wow, I saw the leg pop up, too.
How?
I don't think anyone has ever made my leg do that before.
Lotus of death.
I think he put his face in her ass.
He just tossed her fucking salad.
So, yeah. I mean, that happened. Just look
Just
look up Professor Broman Assassin's Creed Unity, and you'll probably find it. It's the top video. It's amazing. You should watch it.
Amazing is not quite the word.
I think it's a ridiculous bug, but it is pretty funny.
Well, yeah. It's not supposed to happen, and that game was just broken.
But
there are bugs
what?
And there are features, and sometimes they're the same thing.
Now,
that was a feature bug.
Might have been a feature.
And, you know, my fear is that the same thing's going to start happening with Destiny.
I don't think so.
No, they've playtested the shit out of that.
They've got...
Like salad?
Well, they're not doing a new game every year. I mean, they are, but they aren't. It's the same foundation.
So what are you worried about in Destiny? I mean, honestly.
Same kind of crap we're seeing from Ubi the last couple of years.
I don't think so. The reason for that is Ubisoft is creating a brand new game and using brand new textures and using have story writers and things like
that. If they weren't so worried about an annual release, they'd give it 2 months.
Exactly.
They'd give it two or 3 months instead of releasing it October, November every fucking year.
That's fair.
You know, with Destiny, I don't think Bungie runs into a situation where they would have something that is broken when they release it. They just won't. And if they did have something that was absolutely broken, for instance, the Shadow Shot glitch, they turn that shit off real fucking quick. They are closer to the community, and they can make hot fixes happen fast. Ubi did not fix that.
No, they just had a hard release date, and they just stuck to it.
Exactly. So I don't think that's going to be a problem
and
with any
result,
other franchise.
And as a result, some dude tosses someone's salad.
I mean, if you look at Ubi's releases in the past year to two, you know, year and a half, 2 years.
Yeah, Project Cars or whatever.
Yeah, they've all been fucking terrible. They were loaded with bugs. They've run
Far
into.
Far Cry was all right.
Far Cry still had its bugs, though. It wasn't nearly as bad as, say, Unity, but it still had bugs. And there's some real big issues. I mean, you know, Watch Dogs, for instance, was totally fucking trash when it came to bugs. So, I know you want to sleep. You going to get your beauty sleep?
No.
Okay. I'm just saying.
He can't help it. He's got so many girls who want to fuck him.
Shut up.
They're at his desk all day long.
Oh, man.
You know what's really
fun?
You're
going to get kicked.
I probably will, because the funny thing is that he expects me to taco block for him, and I'm just like, that's really funny. I'm walking away. We were at a bar, actually, a few months ago. We were at a bar, and we ran across a girl that we both knew. And, oh, my God, she was trying so hard. She wanted his ass. And he's texting me going, oh, my God, you have to stop her. You have to make her stop. And I was like, yeah, I'm going to the bathroom every 5 minutes just to see what she does.
You left, like, for 30 minutes and
it
left
was
me
so
alone.
Funny.
It was amazing.
Justin, there's an easy way to get out of this. You start with not interested.
That doesn't work with that person. That doesn't work with that person.
Probably fair.
Rusty, it doesn't work with that person.
It doesn't work with that person.
Say.
Oh my God, that was the funniest shit I've ever seen.
The look of recognition on my face was not enough.
If that doesn't work, move to no anal. If that doesn't work, then pull out. I have herpes.
Oh, my God. Done. It was the funniest shit I've ever seen.
No,
I'm
I don't
sorry.
Need to pull out that kind of lie, because then it's going to spread
then,
to
yeah,
everybody.
Then that spreads like herpes spreads.
I'm sorry, though. Sometimes it's so much funnier just to let it run than to taco block.
Fuck. Running.
Fuck. That
you
was
tell,
some
so
funny
you tell certain people,
shit.
I have herpes. That person tells other people who maybe have, like, you know, maybe slipped, and then they're like, oh, my God, I've got herpes. And that's
just,
you know, I'm just called a gossip queen that.
Yeah, well.
Even if you're trying to get out of a uncomfortable
yeah,
situation.
Then you run into a situation where you've used I've got herpes, and then everybody then knows you've got herpes, and then they're like, and then you're trying to get with a chick, and they're like, no, bitch, I heard you've got herpes.
But I'm sorry. You're my best friend. Sometimes it's just funnier to let it happen.
Hey, bitch.
It probably is, and fuck you, because I know exactly what you're thinking, you asshole.
Really?
Uh-huh, I do.
Are you in that head?
I know exactly what fucking psycho ass... Oh, my psycho. God. He's going to invite to whatever the next thing we do.
Yep.
Shit.
Yep. You know it's
already
happening.
Done.
Oh, my fucking God. I do.
With that, any other news you could find, Rusty?
I wasn't even looking at news, dude.
Good. So, of course, coming up games, we got Halo 5 2 days on the 27th.
Yeah. That's going to be worth a play, but I'm not going to play any of the multiplayer because I don't like the community.
Some people...
Well, some of our Destiny people, the guy that runs us through a bunch of shit, will be playing a lot of it.
Well, that's fine, and he might be...
And
know,
Trent will be playing a shitload of it, I promise you.
Well, Trent is also into the multiplayer on that, though, right?
It's extremely.
Yeah, see, I'm not. I can't. Wow.
PC people, some of you will be extremely excited about this. Oh, yeah.
And fuck you.
NO2205 comes out on November 3rd.
Mm-hmm.
Black Ops 3 comes out November 6th.
Fuck Call of Duty. I mean,
Rise of the Tomb Raider on November 10th.
I can't wait for that.
Fallout 4 on November 10th.
There's not going to be any time for me after this.
Star Wars Battlefront fully releases on November
17th.
Did anybody get in on any of the beta for that?
I didn't have time.
Yeah.
Nah, I didn't either.
Let me see. Let me tell you from what I saw. I'm not.
There were like 10 people on my friends list that were playing it like nonstop.
Okay, but I was able to see some of it. Like, it's not balanced.
It's a beta. It's
give
not gonna
a
be
second.
Balanced.
Jesus.
And they've got a month to balance some of that stuff.
Okay. I don't see it being like Evolve.
Yeah.
Fucking prima donna.
Yeah, whatever.
With your whiskey burps.
Those of you who are extremely interested, Deadpool re-releases on that. X-Bone and
that game isn't
PS4.
Good. It's just funny. It is funny.
On November
17th. It's funny, but it's not actually built.
Pick it up when it's cheap. Great. That's the only way it's worth it.
Right.
So
that's it.
Jason, I'm going to give some shout-outs to friends of the show.
Do it.
And then you can tell us where people can find us.
Hi, friends.
Actually, you know what? Tell people where they can find us first.
Do it. Okay, because we got to get this sorted out before we go live.
Okay. Well, we'll figure that out.
Find us at tiltcast.com. Because
that's a no-brainer.
Find us on Facebook and Twitter.com/tiltcast.
Yay.
Search for us on iTunes and Stitcher.
Yep.
Rate us, review us.
Yep.
Find our Twitch channel at twitch.tv/TheRealTiltCast. And same for the YouTube channel, youtube.com/TheRealTiltCast.
Not the fake Tiltcast.
And then
not
if
the
want,
imaginary Tiltcast.
If you want to find friends of the show, the people that really did get us started, I'm going to say bmfcast.com and their buddy Cast, noquarters.net, same people basically. Find For the Love of Gaming. Carousel Podcast is back in full fury.
Yes.
Full fury.
You can find, last but not least, and I have a t-shirt, tvgp.tv, they do good things. But that is a goddamn show, so.
Yay.
Well, if you have a fucking t-shirt, then.
Yeah. Hell, maybe I'll wear it on the next show.
Maybe.
With that, we're going to close this out. We'll see you guys next
week.
Bye. See you guys later. Or hear us, whatever.
Peace.